今からリスニングテストを始めます。解答用紙のその4の6を見てください。問題はリスニングテスト1、リスニングテスト2の2つがあります。答えはすべて解答用紙の指示された回答欄に書いてください。なお、聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。リスニングテスト1。会話を聞いて、そのやりとりに続くのにふさわしい英文を選ぶ問題です。まず、5つの短い会話が流れます。それぞれの会話に続く受け答えとして、A、B、C の3つの選択肢のうち、最もふさわしいものを1つ選んでください。回答用紙の記入例に倣って、最もふさわしいものに丸、そうでないものには×をつけてください。なお、会話は2度読みますが、A、B、C の選択肢は一度しか読みません。では、始めます。
Number 1.
Paul, this chicken is delicious. Did it take a long time to cook?
Thank you. Actually, it didn't take much time to make.
How did you make it? Paul, this chicken is delicious. Did it take a long time to cook?
Thank you. Actually, it didn't take much time to make.
How did you make it?
A. I made a beef hamburger yesterday. B.I used my mother's recipe. C. I didn't think it was good. Number 2.
What are you doing here?
We're just eating some ice cream.
Don't you see the sign? It says, no food in the classroom.What are you doing here?
We're just eating some ice cream.
Don't you see the sign? It says, no food in the classroom.
A. Yes, the sign is very big. B. I didn't know that we should study here. C. I'm sorry. We'll leave now.Number 3.
Will you go and watch the Olympics in Tokyo?
Yes, I will. My father got some tickets from his company.
That's great. What event are they for? Will you go and watch the Olympics in Tokyo?
Yes, I will. My father got some tickets from his company.
That's great. What event are they for?
A.I want to see the women's volleyball. B. We have 4 tickets for my family. C. They're for the final matches in men's judo. Number 4.
Hey, Tom, have you seen my smartphone? I can't find it anywhere.
No, I haven't.Maybe you left it on the train.
Yeah, I think I did. What should I do? Hey, Tom, have you seen my smartphone? I can't find it anywhere.
No, I haven't. Maybe you left it on the train.
Yeah, I think I did. What should I do?
A. Oh, I don't know your phone number.B. Why don't we go and ask the station staff? C. I think your phone looks very nice. Number 5.
Excuse me, is Mr. Brown here?
No, he's not here. What's the matter?
I want to ask him some questions about the English homework. Do you know where he is? Excuse me, is Mr. Brown here?
No, he's not here. What's the matter?
I want to ask him some questions about the English homework. Do you know where he is?
A. He's coaching the baseball club in the school grounds. B. I can put your English homework on his desk. C. Yes, he can ask you some questions.
リスニングテスト2問題用紙その4のリスニングテスト2を見てください。今からあるプレゼンテーションを聞きます。問題用紙その4にはプレゼンテーションについて5つの質問が書かれています。その質問を読みながら2度プレゼンテーションを聞いてください。なお質問は読まれません。ナンバーワンとナンバーフォーは、適切な語または語句を空欄に入れ、ナンバーツー、ナンバースリーとナンバーファイブはそれぞれ記号で答えてください。では、10秒後に始めます。
Here is a question that is often asked to children all around the world. What do you want to be when you grow up? The answers for each country are very different. Look at these graphs. In America, the most popular choice was to be a YouTuber. 29% of children wanted to be one in the future. To be an astronaut was at the end of the list, with only 11%. However, this is very different for China. Becoming an astronaut is the most popular at 56%, and a YouTuber at 11%. It is clear that the children's environment has a large influence on their interests. In China, science is important in schools, and many children think that humans will live in space someday in the future. But many American children are not so interested in space because they think that Americans have already been on the moon. What about in Japan? In one elementary school in Osaka, the ranking from first to last was soccer player, doctor, YouTuber, and office worker. The reason is there are many strong Japanese sports players around the world now. We don't know what the world will be like in the future. New technologies may create new kinds of jobs. For example, to be a YouTuber was a choice that children didn't have in the past. So, it is important for us to study hard and learn many different skills when we are young.
繰り返します。
Here is a question that is often asked to children all around the world. What do you want to be when you grow up? The answers for each country are very different. Look at these graphs.In America, the most popular choice was to be a YouTuber. 29% of children wanted to be one in the future. To be an astronaut was at the end of the list, with only 11%. However, this is very different for China. Becoming an astronaut is the most popular at 56%.And a YouTuber at 11%. It is clear that the children's environment has a large influence on their interests. In China, science is important in schools, and many children think that humans will live in space someday in the future. But many American children are not so interested in space because they think that Americans have already been on the moon. What about in Japan? In one elementary school in Osaka, the ranking from first to last was soccer player, doctor, YouTuber, and office worker. The reason is there are many strong Japanese sports players around the world now. We don't know what the world will be like in the future. New technologies may create new kinds of jobs. For example, to be a YouTuber was a choice that children didn't have in the past. So, it is important for us to study hard and learn many different skills when we are young.
これでリスニングテストを終わります。筆記テストに戻ってください。